Thanks.
Sweet.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm DJ Rem from the show Quote the Raven. You can see up on the wall behind me, even. There's a little sign there that says Quote the Raven. But nice to have your band, We Are Sovereign, here to talk today. So how's it going?
Thanks for having us, man. We're all good, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Just chilling.
Fantastic. And just so you know as well, my radio show I do, I broadcast on 8 different online internet stations. But probably the biggest one is, if you've heard of Metal Devastation Radio, that's one of the stations that I broadcast, that I do my show on. So actually, they're my longest. I've actually been with them since they started like 10 years ago. So
that's awesome. I was looking for your website before, and there's some good stuff on there. Some good interviews and that.
Yeah, so. Zach does a badass job for sure. Yeah. And before I forget, I need to give Tom a big shout out for hooking us up in the first place to talk today. So thanks, Tom. You rock, buddy.
Yeah, Tom's a legend.
So what is We Are Sovereign up to these days? What do you guys got going on?
Well, we're recording our next music video on Sunday. Next weekend, and we're currently in the process of, we're kind of at a fence at the minute, whether it was going to be an EP or an album, but we've got loads of new music for you to listen to. We're rehearsing at the minute, aren't we? Because we're getting ready for live shows. So we've got all that. And we're just working hard, because obviously lockdown's been a bit of a mad one for us. So it's held us back quite a lot.
Right.
So we're kind of in that process now of getting everything ready. And then we just want to play as many shows as we can, really.
It's all coming to a head now. So now we've got the ability to play and go out and play shows.
Normality.
Yeah.
Yeah, so why don't you guys introduce yourselves and your spots in the band so everybody knows.
Yeah, I'm Laura Russell. I do the screaming, the devil noises.
Hi, I'm Seb. I'm the guitarist.
And I'm Sam. I'm the bassist and synth player.
Fantastic, fantastic. So, no drummer?
Yeah, he's at work at the moment. And, okay. We have another singer, but he's in Egypt.
Well, you know, work, another country, understandable.
You've only got 3 out of 5 of us, I'm afraid.
That's right. No, that's fantastic. I'll talk to anybody. So where are you guys located out of, the three of you, then?
The middle of England. So technically it's classed as the East Midlands, like Nottinghamshire and Derbyshire.
Robin Hood country.
Robin Hood.
Yeah,
Robin Hood country, that's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, we're currently in my flat at the minute in Derby, so that's where we're at right now. We're all based in the East Midlands.
So how long have you guys been together as a band? How long has We Are Sovereign been going?
Just over a year now, isn't it?
You joined
As our set now, the people that are in the band now is just over a year.
I've
been with you for 2 years now. Which is scary to think.
Yeah, it's been a mad one. Yeah, well, the band started in 2019. But obviously, it's been such a long time to get members together. So only now have we been together for about a year as a full lineup, as a full band. So, yeah.
What was kind of the driving force to start this band? What kind of brought it all together in the beginning?
I've been in bands since I was younger, and like, every band that I've ever been in, I've never really had the freedom to be creative. You know how, some people are more focused on the music side to it, and they're not really bothered about the visuals or the creative side. So I kind of wanted to start a band where we could all get involved and get creative and, put a lot of effort into it all. And I put the ideas forward to you guys, didn't I, before you joined, and see how you thought about it. And then everyone was on board. But yeah, it's more of like a creative visual side. I feel like concepts are so important. I feel like it's really important to do, get your music video visually matching what you're trying to put across in your song. So that's the reason why We Are Sovereign started, because I feel like there's so much creativity in me that I need to get out,
Gotcha. That's awesome. Yeah. That's super cool.
Yeah, she sold it to me straight away with the full creativity. Similar to Laura, I'd been in bands before, but lacking the ability to go and create what I wanted to do and have like full creativity in myself and put it back to the band, and they'd be like, oh yeah, this is great. But then Laura sold it to me straight away, was like, yeah, this is what we're offering. This is what we can do. And there are no boundaries. I was like, yep, that's it. Straight away, I'm in.
Yeah, there's no rules in We Are Sovereign.
No, as you'll learn.
Funny that.
So tell me about that, though, then. So what is the, as you're, one, deciding whether you're going to go full album or EP, but as you're creating this music, kind of what is your process? What is your writing process to studio process? How does that look?
Well, it started off with demos. Weirdly, all of the We Are Sovereign songs were in MIDI. Have you heard of MIDI?
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been around long enough. I know.
When you say MIDI to some people, they're like, huh?
Yep.
But yeah, it's 8-bit.
It literally was 8-bit. I got a demo sent through in 8-bit. So it sounded like old, like Nintendo.
Yeah,
like Mario. And I got this and I was like, what the hell is this? And just rolled with it. And it turned out it was like a great thing. I then got to hear some actual music that I'd been recording. I was like, oh yeah, that makes sense now. At first it was like, what's this?
Yeah, if we showed you, like, for example, Nostalgia of what it used to sound like, you'd be so shocked. It sounds insane.
Like an arcade game.
Yeah, but that's the process. So stage one is arcade game sound. That's what it sounds like. And then me and Ash was the first member that I met. And then me and Ash worked on the vocals together. And then what me and Ash do, we revisit the demo like every month, which is really weird. We don't just write it and leave it. We go back and we just keep thinking, you know, what can we make better? Is there anything we want to add? Is there anything we hate? Because we might write something and be like, I think it's the best thing in the world. And we'll listen back to it the week after and be like, nah.
Oh, hey,
it's a dog. I love that. But yeah, the demo process has been a weird one with the way the band was created and everything. But it's worked out all right.
Awesome. So do you guys... with your music, do you guys record and master everything yourself? Do you have a studio you guys are using? How's that look?
Yeah, we don't mix and master the songs ourselves. We do get heavily involved with that side with, you know, what we want. We know already before the song's finished how we want it to sound. But yeah, we work with Ben, don't we?
We do, yeah. Ben's a great guy. He has an idea. Obviously, no one would ever have a full idea of what you're wanting, but right. He's very open to our ideas and our feedback, and he's accepting of it. It's like, because some people would say that, oh, we might be a bit too pushy on how we want it, but we ultimately want it perfect. It's our
music. Right.
Yeah. We're perfectionists. I'm not going to lie. All of us.
Well, it's your music. It's your art. So that's understandable.
Yeah. But yeah, he's pretty local as well. He's called Ben. He's actually set up his own company pretty recently called the God Hand Initiative. And they're helping like local bands and stuff. But yeah, that's the guy we work with.
All right. Super cool. And then how often you guys all get together and practice and just kind of roll through things that you're working on?
Well, we rehearse weekly at the minute. And then we're kind of like, obviously we're all mates outside. So we all meet up like that. But yeah, we spend as much time together as we can. But we have really hectic lives. We all work, don't we? We've all got weird lives.
So. And the lockdowns have been weird as well, because not allowing for like a few months back last year where you couldn't practice in the practice rooms. It's difficult to do it at people's houses. It proved testing at times, but like it ended up, say, like me and Seb and Alfie, the drummer, getting together and just doing our own bit. And then eventually we all got together when they all lifted. So that was better for
us. Between that and us actually getting COVID at different times as well.
Yeah, we've all had COVID, haven't we?
Had to isolate, and it was pretty miserable, to be fair. It's like things are set in place, like, oh yeah, we're meeting up next Tuesday, and all of a sudden I've got a sniffle, and I think, oh, I'll just do a test. Oh yeah, great, two lines, fantastic.
Well, cheers to COVID, because I actually have COVID right now.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Oh, bless you.
How are you feeling?
We don't have a drink, but we got a vape. So cheers. Oh. Well, not a positive cheers, negative cheers.
I can't taste or smell anything, but other than that, life is okay.
Oh, bless you.
Nice.
Oh. You've not lost your taste, then?
No, I have. I can't taste anything, can't smell anything.
That's vodka in that glass. Just vodka on ice.
Just straight up, you know? It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is.
Yep.
Well, it's 4 o'clock here.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's what, 4:30 over there probably?
Yeah, it is.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any live shows lined up yet right now?
We haven't got any booked right now, but we have got, you know, venues and promoters and stuff like that that we're kind of on the fence with at the minute. So it's kind of, as soon as we're ready, we've got places to play, things to do.
People actually asking, can you play a show? It's just give us a thumbs up and we'll set it up. Like,
yeah,
there's so many shows coming up, but yeah, just when we're ready, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we want to get it right, because, and as well, we want to put as much music out there as we can, because we can't play shows and expect people to just turn up. Like, obviously, you can get on shows where you know support, people just come in from the outside, or you know you can get support and stuff. But we want to build it up so that when people do come and watch us, they can connect with our music as well, because I think that's important. So as soon as we're good to go, we won't be shutting up about it, will we? Because we're so excited.
It's a process, isn't it? So we're trying, as Laura says, trying to get as much out there, so people know who we are and have a vague idea to then wow them at these shows.
Right.
Yeah. Turning up. So they know something and they're expecting something from the music, but then the shows will kick off and that's it. They'll love it from there.
A lot of energy and just as much noise as you can possibly make.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, metal show. Gotta be.
Yeah, that's personal eardrums.
I'm gutted I can't do my old trick. I used to go in crowds and take people's pints, have a sip and jump back on stage, but because of Corona I can't do that anymore. That was my crowd trick.
Yeah. Well, so I got a question for each of you, so you can just go around the room. You know, what kind of influences got you into music and really drove you towards like the metal scene and really, you know, to where you are now? What and that can go all the way back to, you know, growing up. I'm always curious to know if somebody had like, you know, my dad was a metalhead and he loved to rock out kind of thing, you know? So what were your influences in your life?
Yeah, do you want to start?
Yeah, my dad got me into music. It was some kind of metal. It was more the classic rock. So got me into everything from like the 70s and 60s. And then from then, as I grew up, I got into my own like form of music, which was pop punk, American pop punk, actually. And I was loving all that and all the emo side as well. And from there, that's where I started learning to play guitar. And then following on that is bass, because I wanted to learn how to play the songs that I was enjoying. And then what really drew me was, I tell you what, Angels and Airwaves, which is Tom from Blink-182, his band.
Okay, yep.
It was very space rock with synths and everything. That amazed me. And then I started looking for other bands outside of that. So like Bring Me the Horizon over here and Enter Shikari. They're very much synth heavy based and they use all different other instruments that are not just your standard ones. And that's what made me want to progress into that field.
Awesome.
I grew up in a very musical household. My mum and dad always had music playing like constantly. And the first band that I thought, and I would put like as a 3-year-old lad, go over to the stereo and put on myself, was always go to AC/DC. That is be all and end all for me.
That's awesome.
I wanted to be Angus Young. I used to pretend to play the broom like as a 4-year-old kid standing in front of the telly watching, you know, AC/DC live at Milton Keynes or something like that. Just absolutely mesmerised by it. And then my mum and dad used to take me to concerts and stuff and motorbike rallies and because they're bikers. And I just love watching the live bands. And then I don't know if you've heard of Download Festival.
Yes, I have. Yep.
That is literally just up the road from my house. So I grew up going to there every year and I just watch people on stage and think, wow, I want to do that. And I've been playing guitar since about 4. Never had any lessons or anything. I just wanted to play, just learn by ear. So that's just watching people enjoy themselves on stage. It's just a no-brainer. That's nice. That's what made it for me.
Super cool.
See, my story's a bit different. So when I was younger, I used to like, obviously I got into my pop music. I used to like Steps, Hearsay, Blue, Five. I don't know if you've heard of any of them bands. I used to walk around my bedroom pretending I was in Blue. And that was like an early, like, you know, music thing for me. And then my brother used to blast out like Sum 41, Offspring, you know, Green Day and stuff like that. And that's kind of the gateway. And then I discovered a CD called Taste of Chaos CD. I don't know if you've heard of Taste of Chaos. It was like an old festival.
Yeah.
And that had like the Used on it and stuff like that. And then I discovered a band called Bless the Fall. And they got me into like the metalcore genre. Bullet were a massive, you know, gateway band for me as well. Tears Don't Fall is the reason that I started screaming in the first place. You know, the Let's Go bit at the beginning, that made me want to be a vocalist. But I started off with drums. That was my first instrument. And then I eventually got into being a vocalist. So there's loads of different things, loads of different like gateways, I guess.
No, thank you. Thank you all for sharing that. So shameless plug time. Where's the best place for people to go to find out more about We Are Sovereign? What social networking, what websites you guys use?
So if you go to our YouTube, if you want to watch our music videos, which we'd love for you to do because we feel like you can really get a grip of what the song's about. So We Are Sovereign Band is our YouTube. If you go on our Facebook or Instagram, we have a Linktree link, which has got all of our interviews, all of our videos, all of our music. We use Spotify, obviously Apple Music, get on there. We use TikTok and Twitter as well, don't we?
We do use TikTok
and Twitter.
Every social platform pretty much.
Yeah, our Instagram is We Are Sovereign Official. So if you go on there. But yeah, we're quite easy to find about all of our stuff. We've also got a website with merch on as well, a Big Cartel. That's on our Facebook, so we've got merch as well.
So, awesome. Yeah. That was my next question. Do you have merch for sale? So
fantastic. We do have merch for sale. You know what? One second. Let me go in my magic box. There we go. We've got sexy shirts, guys.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's the back. Bridges burnt. You see it?
Yeah.
We've got bridges burnt, lessons learned on the sleeves. Look at them sleeves. Oh, where's the camera?
Super cool. Yep.
Very good quality.
Guys, we have to make sure they're high quality.
Yeah, high quality. Those sleeves aren't going to rip when you're doing your washing up, you know?
Nice.
Or when you're washing.
Yep, when you're washing.
Awesome. Okay, well, I hate to say this, but I got to go because I have another band waiting from Tom specifically. But what I'd love to do, if you guys are down, is once you either drop the full album or the EP, kind of whatever route you guys go, I would love to do this again so we can plug the album/EP, talk about it, play some of it. I mean, just, you know, all that stuff. So if you guys are cool with that, I'd love to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. Love it.
All right,
I hope we'll have five of us that time.
Get all
of us together.
It'll be absolute chaos.
Okay, well, you guys have a great day. It's been great to meet you.
Thank you very much for having us. We appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. And I'll get the link over to the video and stuff to you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. Nice to meet you.
Yep. See you later, mate. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.